admits that it hurts. Tomas Rivera. It hurts a lot. That's why I hit him. And now, what do I do? Maybe they didn't expel me from school. Maybe it ain't so. After all, maybe it's not. Sure it is. It is so. They did expel me. And now, what do I do? I think it all started when I got so embarrassed and angry at the same time. I dread getting home. What am I going to tell Mother? And then, when Dad gets home from the fields? They'll whip me for sure. But it's embarrassing and angering. It's always the same in these schools in the north. Everybody just stares at you up and down. And then when they make fun of you, and the teacher with her popsicle stick poking your head for lice, it's embarrassing. And then when they turn up their noses, it makes you angry. I think it's better staying out here on the ranch. Here, in the quiet of this knoll, with its chicken coops, or out in the fields where you at least feel more free, more at ease. Come on, so, we're almost there. You gonna take me to the principal? Of course not. Don't tell me you don't know how to speak English yet. Look, that's the entrance over there. Just ask if you don't know where to go. Don't be shy. Ask someone. Don't be afraid. Why can't you go in with me? Don't tell me you're scared. Look, that's probably the entrance there. Here comes someone. Now, you behave, you hear me? But why don't you help me? No. You'll do just fine. Don't be afraid. It's always the same. They take you to the nurse, and the first thing she does is check you for lice. And two, those ladies are to blame. On Sundays, they sit out front of the chicken coops picking lice from each other's heads. And the gringos, passing by in their cars, looking and pointing at them. Dad is right when they says that they look like monkeys in the zoo. But it's not all that bad. Mother, you won't believe it. They took me out of the room. I had just walked in, and they put me in with a nurse, all dressed in white. And they made me take off my clothes, and they even examined my behind. But where they took the longest was on my head. I had washed it, right? Well, the nurse brought out a jar of, like, Vaseline. It smelled like worm killer. Do I still smell? And she smeared it all over my head. It itched. And then she started parting my hair with a pencil. After a while, they let me go, but I was so ashamed because I had to take off my pants, even my underwear, in front of the nurse. But now, what do I tell them? That they threw me out of school? But it wasn't all my fault. I didn't like that gringo right off. This one didn't laugh at me. He just stared. And then when they put me in the corner, apart from everyone, he kept turning to look at me. And then he'd make a gesture with his finger. I was mad. But mostly, I felt embarrassed. Because I was sitting away from everyone where they could see me better. Then, when it was my turn to read, I couldn't. I could hear myself. And I could hear that no words were coming out. The cemetery isn't scary at all. That's what I like best about the walk to school and back. The greenness. And everything so even. The roads all paved. It even looks like where they play golf. Today, I won't have time to run up the hills and slide down tumbling, nor to lie down on the grass and try to hear all the sounds. Last time, I counted to 26. If I hurry, maybe I can go to the dump with Doña Cuquita. She heads out about this time when the sun's not so hot. Be careful, children. Just be careful and don't step where there's fire burning underneath. Wherever you see smoke coming out, there's coals underneath. I know what I'm telling you. I once got a bad burn and still have the scar. Look, each of you, get a long stick and just turn the trash over briskly. If the dump man comes to see what we're doing, tell him we came to throw away some stuff. He's a kind man, but he likes to keep those little books with nasty pictures that people sometimes throw away. Watch out for the train as you cross the bridge. It ran over a man last year, caught him right in the middle of the bridge, and he wasn't able to make it to the other side. Did they give you permission to come with me? Don't eat anything until after you've washed it. But if I go with her without permission, they'll whip me even more. What am I going to tell them? Maybe they didn't expel me. Sure they did. Maybe not. Yeah, they did. What am I going to tell them? It wasn't all my fault. I couldn't wait anymore. While I was standing there in the restroom, he's the one that started picking on me. Hey, Max. I don't like Mexicans because they steal. You hear me? Yes. I don't like Mexicans. You hear me, Max? Yes. I don't like Mexicans because they steal. You hear me? Yes. I remember the first fight I had at school. I got real scared because everything just happened so slow. There wasn't any reason. It's just that some of the older boys who already had mustaches and who were still in the second grade started pushing us against each other. And they kept it up until we started fighting. I think because we were plain scared. It was just a block from school. I remember when they started pushing me towards Ramiro. Then we began to scuffle and hit each other. Some ladies came out and broke us up. Since then, I got to feeling bigger. But all it was, up until I fought, was plain fear. This time it was different. He didn't warn me. I just felt a real hard blow on my ear. And I heard something like when you put a conch to your ear at the beach. I don't remember anymore how or when I hit him. But I know I did, because someone told the principal that we were fighting in the restroom. Maybe they didn't throw me out? Sure they did. And then I wonder who called the principal. And the janitor, all scared with his broom up in the air, ready to swat me if I tried to leave. The Mexican kid got into a fight and beat up a couple of our boys. No, not bad. But what do I do? No, I guess not. They could care less if I expel him. They need him in the fields. Well, I just hope our boys don't make too much out of it to their parents. I guess I'll just throw him out. Yeah, I guess you're right. I know you warned me. I know. But, yeah, okay. But how could I even think of leaving, knowing that everyone at home wanted me to go to school? Anyways, the janitor stood with his broom up in the air, ready for anything. And then, they just told me to leave. I'm halfway home. This cemetery is real pretty. It doesn't look like anything like the one in Texas. That one is scary. I don't like it at all. What scares me the most is when we were leaving after a burial and I look up and I read the letters on the ark, over the gate that said, "Don't forget me." It's like I can hear all the dead people buried there saying these words, and then the sound of these words stays in my mind. And sometimes, even if I don't look up, when I pass through the gate, I still see them. But not this one. This one is real pretty. Just lots of soft grass and trees. I guess that's why here, when people bury somebody, they don't even cry. I like playing here. If only they would let us fish in the little creek that runs through here. There's lots of fish. But no, you even need a license to fish, and then they don't even sell us one because we're from out of state. I won't be able to go to school anymore. What am I going to tell them? They told me over and over that our teachers are like our second parents. And now? And when we get back to Texas, everyone will find out too. Mother and Dad will be angry. I might get more than just a whipping. And then my uncle will find out. And Grandpa? Maybe they might even send me to a reform school, like the ones I've heard them talk about. There, they turn you into a good person if you're bad. They're real hard on you. They leave you soft as a glove. But maybe they didn't expel me. Sure they did. Maybe not. Sure they did. I could make like I'm going to school and stay here in the cemetery. That would be better. But then what? I could tell them I lost my report card. And then, what if I stay in the same grade? What hurt me the most is that now I won't be able to be a telephone operator like Dad wants me to. You need to finish school for that.
Vieja, call mijo out here. Look, compadre. Ask your godson what he wants to be when he grows up and finishes school. What will you be, godson?
I don't know.
Tell him! Don't be embarrassed. He's your godfather.
What will you be, son? A telephone operator?
Is that so? Yes, compadre. He's very determined. You know that? Every time we ask him, he says he wants to be an operator. I think they pay well. I told the boss the other day, and he laughed. I don't think he believes that my son can do it. But that's because he doesn't know him. He's smarter than anything. I just pray God helps him finish school so he can become an operator.
That movie was good. The operator was the most important one. Ever since then, I suppose that's why Dad has wanted me to study for that after I finished school. But maybe they didn't throw me out. What if it's not true? Maybe not.
Sure it is.
What do I tell them? What do I do? Now they won't be able to ask me what I'm going to be when I grow up. Maybe not. No, yeah. What do I do? It's that it hurts, and it's embarrassing at the same time. I better just stay here. No, but then Mother will get scared like she does when there's lightning and thunder. I've gotta tell them. And when my padrino comes to visit us, I'll just hide. No need for him to find out. Nor for me to read to him like Dad has me do every time he comes to visit us. What I'll do when he comes is hide behind the chest or under the bed. That way, Dad and Mother won't feel embarrassed. And what if I really wasn't expelled? Maybe I wasn't. No. Yeah.